The UAW strike continues. The big argument for the UAW, if Detroit's three automakers raise CEO pay by some 40% over the past 4 years, workers should get similar raises. And Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California agrees.
When you have Mary Barra making $30 million, when you have $5 billion in stock buybacks, when you have these big three auto companies making $21 billion, we can pay auto workers more than $16 and they can have good paying jobs. And that's what this fight is about.
Khanna appeared on Fox News Sunday. The walkout began at midnight Friday. To the 2024 presidential election in an interview with former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is facing 91 criminal charges across four cases related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. In an NBC Meet the Press interview, Trump is asked if he has any fears about going to jail.
No, I don't really. I don't even think about it. I'm built a little differently, I guess.
The current frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination refused to say how he spent January 6th once the insurrection began.
I'll tell people later at an appropriate time.
The wide-ranging interview included immigration, foreign policy, abortion, and more. NBC says Trump made a spate of false and misleading comments. I'm Julie Walker.
Now overseas in a climate protest in Berlin, here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Members of the group The Last Generation used fire extinguishers filled with paint to spray all six columns of the popular landmark in Germany's capital on Sunday. Police cordoned off the area surrounding Brandenburg Gate and confirmed they detained 14 activists affiliated with the group.
This is AP News.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner has been removed from the board of directors of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which he also co-founded. It's because of comments he made to the New York Times last week for his book The Masters, in which he defended not including any female or black musicians because they did not meet his test as a master of rock and roll. Drew Barrymore will not resume her talk show after she faced criticism because three of her writers are striking members of the Writers Guild of America. She had resumed taping last week. Barrymore writes on Instagram she will pause the show until the strike is over. Rapper Jeezy has filed for divorce from TV personality Jeannie Mai after 2 years of marriage. Meanwhile, actor Hugh Jackman and his wife, actor Deborah Lee Jackman, say they are ending their marriage after 27 years. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.